The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Poor Anthony A. He walked into the studio and he's like, man, I'm so paranoid at night. I need to learn to sleep better. I have a solution. Okay. I have a solution for everybody who goes through this. It's Wednesday. I had an epiphany. Good morning. This is the Dana Cortez Show. What's up, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
She's excited. DJ that Automatic.
I go by Anthony A. That sounds like I'm on drugs.
No, you're not. No, okay. You're not paranoid or tripping. That's Kid Ink or who is it?
No.
Ty Dolla $ign?
No,
you're not Ty Dolla $ign. Here's what it is. You are paranoid that you're going to be late. Right?
Yes.
This time of year, the sun is out.
The sun's
early.
Up. So then I wake up in like a frantic, like I'm scared to like that yes. I overslept something,
yes.
dude. And that
yes,
messes
yes,
me up all the time. I don't think it's a good way to wake up, is what I'm trying to say.
It's a horrible
I don't
way
feel
to
like
wake
I'm
up.
Welcome to my world. Because I wake up like that every single day. I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning every night to make sure that our show is loaded and everything is right with the show because I get emails to update us. And if I don't have that email, I freak out.
So the worst thing about that is, though, he wakes me up. Oh my God, is the show loaded? What are you talking about? Okay, for Anthony A., your solution is, I'm going to buy you an old-fashioned alarm clock.
Oh.
Now we have to go back in time to the olden days, the 90s.
He's got a phone, Dana.
It doesn't matter.
No,
I agree with you.
I agree with you. I think there's
and
something
And he
here.
goes, and nobody can sleep through that. I mean nobody.
And I think you have to set it up on the other side of the room. I think Dana's really on to something.
I mean it. You set it up across, and you got to get up to turn it up, and that will help you sleep better. For DJ Automatic, I don't know what to do because
you know
you're
what?
Just crazy.
I'm going to switch up the subject because we got much more important things going on here.
Okay, go ahead.
Anthony A's comedy album is out today.
Yes, dude. Yes, it's out.
We don't need to talk about sleeping, okay? Let's talk about being funny.
Download it today. We're trying to go top 10. If we go top 10 on Apple, like it's my album. If we go top 10 on Apple iTunes, he's cutting his rat tail.
Yes,
please.
Dude. Yes.
And rid of the rat tail.
I gave it another listen. I'm pretty proud of it, man. So please go download and listen to it. And I appreciate you two for the support. And yeah, dude. And Dana, I hope
it's only $5, right?
It's only $5, dog.
$4.99.
Yeah. $5, 7 minutes, you know? Hey,
yeah.
I feel like I'm advertising for my OnlyFans. That's what I'm doing. But Dana, give me that alarm clock along with the air fryer, along with the tacos, and along with the burrito.
Thank you.
Never made me for 3 years. Dana's been promising
me tacos. That's
why
I couldn't take it anymore. Dana's... When she said, I'm going to get you an alarm clock, I was like, she's so full of shit.
You know what? I'm not even going to argue. I probably won't get you an alarm clock. But isn't it a great idea?
It's a beautiful idea, dude.
Better
it's a beautiful
idea.
Idea.
Download
a better idea,
EP.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at it today. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's start with some Zen. It's International Day of Yoga.
I needed it this morning.
Gosh, no, that's great.
We also got World Music Day, so shout out to all the music artists making the world go around.
It's also Black Music History Month.
Hey,
yes,
talk about DJ Automatic.
You know.
We also got National Selfie Day, so stop and, you know, be a little narcissist if you want to.
I hate taking selfies. I only post
you
a selfie every once in a while. Yeah, I don't take a lot of selfies. If you
actually,
go
you have cut back. You used to be at it
cut
all
back.
The time.
Well, because that's the only way I could post. I was like, I got to post something every day, which is completely boring. But I think I'll post a selfie today. I'm
hey, there you go,
myself.
Dude. All my homies out there, you know what? Don't be afraid to take a selfie in public, dudes. All right, guys? I know some guys are a little self-conscious about it. Don't worry about it, dog.
I love seeing the cholo gangsters, yeah. And they're like, ee, watch your leg. Take a selfie. It's so cute.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In today's Crazy Crimes of Passion, we're going to talk about 13-year-old Tristan Bailey. She was a popular cheerleader, one of five. So this is a big family. His mom, dad, and all five kids. They call themselves the Bailey Seven. And on May 9th, 2021, as the Bailey family was preparing an early Mother's Day meal, they noticed that Tristan hadn't come home the night before. Her bed was empty. There was no one in her room. And so they immediately reported her missing. At 6 p.m. that night, her body was discovered in a wooded area with over 114 stab wounds. Now, the act was so violent that there were pieces of the knife lodged into her skull. Police knew that they had to find out who did this, so they started questioning Tristan's friends, and they told authorities that a classmate of theirs, 14-year-old Aiden Fucci, had asked for her phone number. So, of course, they picked him up and they started questioning him. You know, while in the back seat of the cop car, he took a selfie, uploaded it to Snapchat, and it said, anyone seen Tristan?
Oh.
And so police started putting things together. They took him into custody for questioning. Here's a small excerpt from that.
Your shoes were off on the camera. While your shoes off. Get my favorite. And then she's giving busters.
This is no joke. This is your whole life.
So if you couldn't understand that, he said, why were your shoes off? He said, my feet were hurting and they give me blisters. And then his mother, because he's a minor, remember, he's 14 years old, says, this is your whole life. It turns out that his mother had helped him as he came home that night full of blood. She washed his jeans off in the front yard and his shoes and his shirt. Neighbors witnessed it, so when cops pulled surveillance, you can see her on the porch cleaning all of this stuff off. Now, his girlfriend and friends told police that he would always talk about killing them or killing someone. His girlfriend said he would come behind me and pretend he was slitting my throat, and I just thought he was playing. We would just all laugh at him. And that he said he wanted to feel what it was like to take a human life. And so that night he called her, he lured her into this wooded area, and that's when it all happened. He was charged as an adult.
Was his mother charged also for trying to cover up for him?
You know, DJ Automatic, they only gave her 30 days in jail for tampering with evidence. And he was sentenced to life. Now, after 25 years, because he's a minor, the judge said that they can review the possibility of a lighter sentence.
I mean, he's only 40 at that point.
I don't know. You know, he had problems. He was under psychological care. He was on medication.
I saw the video of this kid. He had absolutely zero remorse for this.
He didn't have any emotion at all, except when his grandmother was on the stand. That's the only time that he cried the entire time she spoke. Listen.
He has a good family. We don't condone what happened. We're very sorry for your loss. He's always been such a good kid, and I don't even know where that came from.
I just can't help but think she was only 13. He was only 14. What is going on?
Well, he had a mental health issue.
Oh, obviously he was under psychological care, but my gosh, for him to show no emotion except when his grandmother is speaking. So he is capable of love, at least one person. This poor girl's mother spoke on the stand, and it tore me apart because, like I said, as a parent, we all want to protect our children. And she just never thought of telling her, watch out for your friends.
I did not know that I needed to teach Tristan to be afraid of the evil in her own school. Aiden Fucci, you betrayed us all.
So Aiden Fucci is the kid's name again. I just want to remind everybody. He was 16 during sentencing, and he did apologize to the Bailey family in court.
Did they ever figure out what the motive was behind this?
So interestingly enough, Automatic, the judge said in all the cases that he's presided over, he's never had one like this where there was just no motive.
It was a thrill kill.
Yeah, the guy just wanted to know what it felt like to take a human life. He said, I've seen, you know, drug cases, everything. And there's always been a reason. There was just no reason. I think there's a lesson here, though, as parents. Sometimes we think that it's the stranger, the boogeyman, right, that's going to get you. And more often than not, people are harmed by the folks closest to us.
This story reminds me of the Slender Man story where the two young girls took their friend to the woods and did a similar act. And it's especially about that age, too, like preteen, where you're able to really carry out some things. So,
but you don't really know what's going on at that point.
You don't even understand death at that age.
No, you don't. Do you think someone can be born bad?
I think that's a conversation for another day. I do.
Because I think this kid was just born bad.
Because Crazy Crimes of Passion is a true crime story in under 5 minutes. And so I think we explore that next time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay, turn your radios up. Scientists have grown mini brains and they're studying them right now.
What the
f***? Mini baby brains like yours, DJ.
Oh, that cheap shot.
I'm kidding. Okay.
You ever just laugh at something just because everyone else is going with it?
Let's just go with it. So human brains aren't so hard to recreate. They have billions of cells. And now we're making them in petri dishes so that we can study them.
Did you just say human brains aren't that hard to make?
Evidently not. They're being grown in petri dishes.
I want to see you do it, okay?
I can't do it, and neither can you.
Well, we're not baking cookies here, okay?
I can
tell you what, though. There's not that much to the straight man brain. I can tell you that at all. That's easy to replicate.
That's what they're studying. It's a straight man brain. So what does a straight man brain think about?
How to lie to women, beer, and football.
Facts.
Okay,
where are we going with this?
We can go to Florida, where a man was outside of a bar because the bathroom line was backed up. So he decided to relieve himself outside when suddenly he was attacked by an alligator.
No.
Don't worry. This man is okay, but he is now missing an arm.
What would you rather lose, your arm or your...
Oh, my God.
Automatic, you're losing an arm.
I don't know.
As my husband, you gonna be the one-armed DJ. Wiki,
she needs your other controller.
I'm sorry. That's right, baby. I'm sorry. Bye, arm.
Well, maybe you and this California restaurant owner have something in common, because he hired a fake priest to take confessions from workers to figure out what they were doing while they were at work.
Ooh, no. So basically, this man isn't even a real priest. They're telling on themselves.
No, the owner brought in the fake father after the labor department was investigating the workplace.
Damn, dude. Imagine walking in to get some lengua or some, like, you know, just some good tacos, dog. And you see these fools just kneeling, praying, doing all this random confessions.
Well, I will say this. As a business owner, I think this is kind of genius, because you're going to find out what your employees really think about you, the business, and if they've stolen or not.
That's unethical.
So is stealing, Dana.
Dude, if they offer up the body of Christ and it's like, and it's just an asada taco, I'm in, bro. I'm in, dog.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It is always wedding season. Am I right, ladies? Amen. In case you missed it, there are 5 new colors this season for weddings. So turn the radio up. I'm going to go last. These are 3 stories you need to know. DJ Automatic, Pretty Metal, what you got?
In case you missed it, you're not able to cook fish or meat inside this Brooklyn apartment. And
what?
So the landlord has decided that you can no longer cook any kind of meat inside of the apartment.
Why?
Because he's a vegetarian. Oh. And he lives in the same building and he doesn't want to smell it. So if you cook any kind of meat, you will be evicted from the building.
And he can do that?
He can do that.
What a jerk.
This is a big move for vegetarians.
It is. I would think it's kind of empowering for them.
They need it because they don't have any protein.
There's a lot of protein in vegetables, but anyway, okay. It's a misconception.
The real kicker is you're paying $5,700 a month not to be able to cook anything you want.
Oh. I don't understand why he's, well, I guess, yeah, I mean, they got rules, right? Your landlord got rules, like pets.
Oh, yeah, it's the same thing. And that's what they're saying, is that there's certain kind of fruits that are like banned. I can't think of the name, but there's a fruit that's banned in Asia because it stinks really bad. Ew. So you can't go anywhere. And they're saying it's the same kind of rule. It's not that you can't have meat in the apartment. You just can't cook it in the apartment.
So what you going to do? Look at it?
You could have tartar or maybe some sushi.
Tartar is raw. DJ Automatic with your fanciness right here.
All right. Well, vegetarian or not, when it comes to eating out, people are tipping less. In case you missed it, a recent survey done by Bankrite says that, yes, Americans are tipping less than they did before the pandemic due to inflation. And those tipping screens being everywhere you go are now having a negative impact.
I have tipping fatigue. Yes. Everywhere I go, people ask for tips, and I get it. But I'm hurting too. So it's like, all of us have a little less money. Thank God inflation is going down. It really is. Eggs are, you know, down. Everything's down. But we're still feeling it. And I don't know what to do. So I eat out less. I just cook more.
The
at
other
home.
Thing is, when it comes to tipping, I feel like the old way of tipping, where you could like leave like a buck or two, not like a dollar.
You better not leave a dollar.
No, but I'm saying you could leave a few dollars. But now if I don't tip like 20 to 25%, I feel like I'm ripping them off.
If you leave somebody a dollar, you might as well shoot them a finger.
Oh!
What you going to buy for a dollar nowadays?
Okay, first of all, I'm a great tipper. We know this.
Yeah, I'm a great tipper for sure, dude.
But I would never leave anybody a dollar. But I feel like they're just, people are always asking for too much all the time. And it's like,
you feel pressured.
Can I go to the store and not be asked for a tip?
No.
Understand this. Automatic will never leave you a dollar. But if I leave you a dollar, appreciate it, because I'm going through some things, all right?
Anthony's like, let me live.
Listen, bro, if I could give you more, I would, dog.
Just give me my meal.
You ever have to yell at a homeless guy? Like, I'm broke too.
All right. In case you missed it, wedding season is year-round, and there's 5 new colors that are being searched, and according to Vogue magazine, are the hottest right now. So number 5 is red, number 4 is blue, number 3 is pink, and I mean really baby pink. That's like really hot right now. Number 2 is green. That's the second most Googled color for weddings, and it's the beautiful emerald, green. I do too. That's one of my favorites. Otto bought me an emerald ring for my birthday one time. Oh my gosh, but it's big and huge. I don't wear it very often because it's too fancy. And the number 1 searched color for weddings this season, black.
Oh.
Even for wedding dresses, brides are wearing black. I think it's beautiful. No, ladies, would you wear a black wedding dress? Do you think this is elegant?
It's amazing how much I don't care about this.
I don't know. You didn't care about our wedding either. You didn't care. I had to drag you everywhere. It was awful. I had to say, what do you think? I don't care. Whatever you want. I don't care. You guys got to at least pretend to care a little bit, because your partner cares. Can you just pretend a little bit?
I did.
Bit?
I don't have to do it for other people's weddings.
What were your colors at your wedding? Would you consider wearing a black dress? Call me right now or go to @DanaCortez on Instagram. Let's have this conversation.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
What do Kim Kardashian and Taco Bell have in common? Let's talk about it right now. Plus, I'll play a little audio for you. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. Anthony, A, celebrity birthdays. Let's go.
Lana Del Rey and Chris Pratt celebrating a birthday.
Hold on before we go forward.
What automatic?
Plug your comedy album.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
A Rat Sale, my debut comedy, stand-up comedy EP is out, available on all digital streaming platforms. Go download it.
Buy it. It's only $4.99. All right, so let's talk about Drake real quick. He's hanging out at one of his favorite hip-hop artist restaurant, Bun B. Oh. One of the OGs. Oh, wait. Drake doesn't call him that.
I don't like to use the term OG. This is my mentor, one of my mentors. The best burger I've ever had, for real.
Of course, that's Drake's friend. Drake loves H-Town. He's a Houston lover. But
I mean, really, Bun B put him on.
He really did. But Tyler, the Creator, in front of Bun B, rated the burger.
8.3.
Boom, I take it.
I don't know if I can respect Tyler after that. He said he don't like pickles.
What?
He don't like pickles?
I've got more respect because Bun was standing right in front of his face and he told him it was an 8.3. He didn't tell him it was the best burger he's ever had like Drake did.
I'm just happy they're not like out here pushing us like cold-pressed juices or something. I'm happy that it's like burgers.
Big old fat trill burger.
Yeah,
all right, now we'll talk about Rick Ross. Speaking of restaurateurs, you know, this guy's doing a lot of good. He helped a veteran build a home through Habitats for Humanity. And just a couple of days ago, gave $30,000 to a health clinic in Georgia that helps poor people. Man, they were going to have to close their doors. He said, my dad died because he didn't have access to health care.
Shout out to
Rick Ross for that. Doing good for the community. But how in America can we not give our people access to health care? I'm sorry. It makes me mad.
Don't apologize to me. It's okay.
We all want it.
I sympathize with you, sister.
I'm just going to go ahead and say this. I think Rick Ross has spent more at the strip club than he did at the...
Automatic, I think you may be right. And then speaking of someone with a lot of money, Kim Kardashian Skims is worth $3.2 billion now. According to reports, it increased in sales by 80% last year, and she landed on the cover of Time magazine. Here she is talking about why she started the company.
It started off with simply finding shapewear that was a skin tone that would match my color and a lot of my friends.
It sounds simple enough, right? Oh, okay, we need some diverse skin tones in the shapewear department. But nobody thought of that. Nobody thought of that. Now I can order and I can have something that's more my skin tone versus just, I'm kind of pasty. So I'm in there, I already had my pasty color. But I love this.
Have you guys ever seen somebody do something and you're like, man, I thought about that a long time ago?
Yes.
No, that's not Skims.
You didn't think about it, dude.
I didn't think of putting on a spandex suit every day.
Bro.
Well, that's basically what it is.
Wrestlers do it.
Wrestlers do it. Football players wear girdles. Baseball players wear little tights, too.
And so. Kanye's wearing tights even now. Hey!
Oh, bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
So Automatic told me that yogurt just got a lot better and food news is extremely exciting.
I don't even like yogurt.
And you're excited about this?
I am.
All right, turn the radio up. It's time for Hottest Hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. We are halfway to the weekend. What's good, everyone? I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. my comedy EP is out on all digital streaming platforms. Go download it.
Yes. Anthony A's comedy album's out. Go get it. It's only $4.99.
Get it. All right, speaking of important news, the National Institute of Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism did a study, and it reveals that Americans are now drinking as much alcohol as we did during the Civil War.
Oh.
And women are responsible for this surge in alcohol.
I think people just got used to chilling at the house and drinking.
No, not
make us kind of sissies. Is this a good or bad thing?
It's a bad thing because wine is being marketed to women. So 60% more wine and 50% more hard liquor is being consumed since 1995. We got like wine moms and wine Wednesday and wine after work day. And pretty soon we got alcoholics.
Damn, boy, the fools were getting wasted back in the day, huh? It's like, how can you, like, you don't have airplane drinks. You don't have airport
beers. You just drink all the time. They didn't know.
And they also used to go to war face to face with each other with like a sword and a gun that shoots one shot.
You would have to be drunk.
I'd have to be messed up to do that kind of war.
Somebody give me some rum out of a barrel. I don't know what you drink, dude. What?
I don't know, but cut back on the liquor because it is not good for your body. It's basically poison. So just have a little poison every now and then. DJ Automatic Food News.
Haagen-Dazs has announced a new line of ice cream inspired treats that are going to be in your yogurt aisle.
Oh,
they're called Haagen-Dazs Cultured Cream or Creme. I don't know. Creme? Got a little asterisk on it.
Creme.
You're very cultured, my friend.
Why,
there it is.
Why are we so excited about yogurt? Because it's Haagen-Dazs and you like their ice cream? Like, what's the deal?
I love their ice cream. Their ice cream's iconic, but they're going to have six new flavors. They're going to have vanilla, strawberry, coffee, lemon, blueberry, and black cherry. I think for me, somebody who's lactose intolerant, it probably would help a little bit.
Yeah, it's good.
I'm also like challenging the kitchen. So for me, like yogurt and granola is a quick breakfast. So I'm a fan of this
right here. Single dude.
You can't have Haagen-Dazs for breakfast, dude.
Dude, okay, who are you? Yogurt police? What are you doing? Don't tell me the stuff and try to take it away. Jesus, man. You're driving me to drink.
All right, Anthony, National Day.
We'll start with World Music Day. So shout out to all the music artists around the world, too, man. Yes. Appreciate you.
That's why we have this job.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah.
So we also got International Day of Yoga.
Have Namaste, some yogurt fool. With your yoga.
And it's also National Selfie Day, so if you want to stop and take a flick, go ahead and do that, bro.
Let's all take selfies today and post them.
Okay, now.
Why?
I'll take a selfie with you, fool.
Okay, let's do it.
And
come
of
much,
course,
Autumn?
It is the first day of summer.
Summertime is here on Go Around the Room. Go Around the Room and ask you, Anthony, a best summertime childhood memory.
Eating watermelon, just fresh out of the watermelon with my grandma. Oh. Just watermelon and a spoon, dog.
Just all messy and getting it all over your hands and sticky. DJ Automatic, best childhood summertime memory.
Park program. I used to love going there because all the kids would meet. It was park program, so it was like hundreds of kids, and it was just a party every day.
Even the cold sandwich just tasted good at the park program. My favorite memory is my nana taking me to the city pool, and I mean, from the time it opened, I would go in and swim till the sun went down. Pobrecita, she used to sit under a tree. It's hot as hell there, too, and she'd wait for me all day long.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today inside the Dana Cortez Show, Dana was breaking down the top color palettes for weddings.
Hmm.
So what we're going to do right now is
not talk about that.
Damn right. We're going to tell you what homies really care about when it comes to the wedding day, a.k.a. the last day of being single.
Yes,
I'm talking to two dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. And Automatic, you're not big on color palettes, are you, bud? Huh?
Care less.
You don't care that women love emerald green for their wedding and that black is the new in? No?
I couldn't even tell you what our color palette was.
Here's my thing, because Dana said that the number one color was black.
Yeah, well,
which, dude, I don't want to get married to a woman in a black dress, dog.
Nope.
Listen, as a Raiders fan, we wear a lot of black, and we constantly lose. All right? So, my queen, if you want this ring and you want this championship, we got to put on some Patrick Mahomes colors. That hurts my heart to say. Ugh, that was gross.
Even red? Or are you talking about that off yellow?
Oh, dude.
Okay, enough with the wedding colors. What do we really want to have at our wedding? Okay, essential to a man?
Don't say it like that, fool. It sounds like we're getting married.
Well, we could get married. It would probably be the best wedding ever.
It would be a pretty fun wedding. So, DJ Automatic, if we... Okay, well, let's just fully commit then. All right, let's do it. All right, if this was our wedding, Automatic, what are some things that you would care about then, bro?
Entertainment, first and foremost.
Oh.
Who are we going to get to DJ?
Oh, that's a big thing.
Are we going to have a band also?
Damn, dude, do you know
we going to have a real host, like pumping up the crowd?
Well, okay, do you know what DJ you would want to get for your wedding, Automatic, off top?
I mean, I can't say right now because I don't want people to book it.
Oh!
Because, you know, our wedding's coming up here, man.
I thought you were going to go with Jazzy Jeff, dog. I would want Manny Fresh to DJ my wedding. That'd be so sick.
I mean, we're working at a different budget at that point, but you know what? We can make it happen. Maybe we can get some crowdsourcing going.
I got a question, though. For your wedding, Automatic, when you got married to Dana, did you guys do the fun line dances?
I don't think so.
Huh?
So no Cupid Shuffle?
No, we didn't. No Cupid Shuffle, no Wobble, no Electric Slide, none of that
stuff. Whoa. I get the Wobble.
I was more like Snoop Dogg and Mobb Deep.
Okay, I get no Wobble, I get no Cupid Shuffle, but no Electric Slide? Is that even a wedding if there's no electric slide?
I barely remember my wedding, but I don't remember doing the Electric Slide.
You know what we will do at our wedding, DJ Automatic? We will do the Fat Joe Lean Back Dance. That's a good one.
Lean back.
And
you know what else we need at our wedding? Alcohol.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Lots of it.
Hell yeah. Okay. All types of alcohol, or is there certain alcohol that you don't want to bring around people?
Oh, no. We're going to do champagne and tequila.
Oh, my God, dude.
We're celebrating.
Get the bail money ready. Homies are going to jail, dog.
And you know what the most important thing is? That we plan our honeymoon, Anthony.
Okay. I thought you were going to say an open bar. But
well, that too.
Don't invite me to your wedding if it's not an open bar, bro.
I mean, it's not... Is it even a wedding if it's not an open
no,
bar?
No, it's not, dude. It's,
you're basically inviting me to the club.
DJ Automatic, I am a little thrown back, though, that you're open to tequila. Because you know what happens at Latino weddings, dude? The tequila starts flowing, and all, next thing you know, people are fighting in the parking lot. Cops are coming, dude. That's how weddings
end. If we
don't
have a fight at our wedding, is it even a wedding? Even a success.
And is there anything else you care about, DJ Automatic, when it comes to the big day?
I mean, I guess our first kiss.
Oh, okay. Hey, whoa, dude. Oh, man. I've never felt violated on the radio. This is a different level of closeness and intimacy that you've experienced today, homies and homettes. So, you know, the big day is around the corner. It is, all right? Let us know what you care about when it comes to your wedding and if you're a fan of Emerald Green. That's what we're going to end it on.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.